He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is 9:10. Well, isn't that the day before 9/11? Maybe I'll stay at home tomorrow, not get out of bed. I don't know what to expect on 9/11 if anybody's trying to make any statements. But, you know, maybe the market's just a little bit nervous today, wondering what could happen tomorrow. Anyways, does it seem like we're downplaying it? We're not giving it enough attention? I don't know. I think we should remember 9/11, and we should do everything to prevent a future 9/11. But this is 9:10, and the S&P is down 4 points so far today. So much for that Big Apple announcement. The market went kind of kaput after the big announcement yesterday, which we'll talk about here in a minute. The S&P is all the way down to 1984 right now, which was a very good year. I don't remember. I think it was a good year. Every year is a good year. The S&P is down 4%, 4 points or 0.2% right now. No longer are we above 2,000. We got as high as 2007. The Dow is down 15 right now to 16,998, just a couple of bucks below 17,000. The NASDAQ is down 7. The NASDAQ is at 4,544 right now. Crude oil is at 92.28. Boy, that's a far cry from the 107 that it was at a few weeks ago, or about a month ago. Gold is at 1,253. And that's nowhere near the 1,300 that it was at not too long ago. The 10-year yield's also bumping up here. 2.53% now is where that 10-year yield stands. So we've got a slow start to the market here this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We had a big Apple announcement this week. Will you be running out to your local AT&T store, your local Verizon store, to see if you've got an upgrade coming to get your new iPhone? I will. I think I'm still on 5S or 5E or 5B. I can't remember. I know my son's is newer than mine. His is sleeker. It's a little bit taller than mine and a little bit thinner than mine. But this one, as we get older, our eyes don't exactly improve, and I'm looking forward to a bigger screen myself, which I think will really help see my Best Stocks Now app a little better, see those earnings estimates, see those rankings, see those performance numbers, see that five-year target price. That's what I'm looking for. Besides that, I'm usually looking for my reading glasses. Maybe it will help me put a chip. I need a microchip in my reading glasses, and my phone will point me to it, and my car keys from time to time. Where did I set my car keys? And my wallet. Every morning, I check my pocket. Do I have my wallet? Do I have my car keys? Do I have my reading glasses? Do I have my iPhone? And then I get to work, and I left my computer at home. That's just the way it is. Anyways, the big Apple announcement. Are you ready for it? Are you sitting down? The newest and greatest iPhone will be called the iPhone 6. Now, I'm sure they sat around the board table discussing what should we name it. And all kinds of names were thrown around, but the one that was decided upon is the iPhone 6. This is the sixth iteration of the iPhone. But wait a minute. There will be an iPhone Plus for old geezers like us, like me, maybe not like you, whose reading glasses are failing, whose eyeballs are failing from looking at staring into computers all day long at stock charts. I see moving averages when I go home at night. I see Bollinger Bands. I see stochastics sometimes on my dinner plate. That's what I get for being in the business that I'm in, but I love it. And that iPhone 6 Plus, a plus-sized iPhone, if it'll fit in my pocket, maybe it will be easier to find. I'm kind of looking forward to that. I don't know exactly when it's out. I don't know if I have an upgrade coming, but I want a bigger iPhone. You know, it's always the kids. They always seem to have an upgrade on the family plan. Everybody gets a new iPhone but me. This time, darn it, I'm putting my foot down because Dad needs a bigger screen, okay? Now, I hope the product is a little more exciting than the name, iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, but don't forget, we'll now have a big watch, a great big watch to wear on our wrist. Now, I don't know about that one. I wear long sleeve shirts most of the time. I don't know if my sleeves will fit over that watch. I don't know if I need a watch and an iPhone, but it does look kind of neat. And I would like to kind of be like Dick Tracy, phoning home. I'll be home in 2 minutes. Should I pick anything up on the way home? Do we need bread, milk, eggs? What do we need? Talking into the to my wristwatch, which will begin at about $350, but then there will be all kinds of fancy ones with gold chains and leather bands and all kinds of different things. It will tell me my heart rate, how many calories I've burned, how many calories I've taken in, how many miles I've walked. Well, we'll see how that does, how that sells. Will it someday replace your wallet, this new iPhone? That's the other thing that it will do. You just point your iPhone to the cash register and you're good to go. I don't know. I think it's going to be a while after all these breaches at Home Depot and Target and others before we trust banking on the iPhone. I still kind of like handing over some dollar bills and getting the change and making sure it's right and everything and putting it in my wallet. Going to take some time for me to trust all this electronic pay type stuff, but we'll see. But you know what the bottom line is on all of this? Here's the bottom line. Before Apple's announcement this week, their consensus estimates for earnings next year are $7.06 per share. That's for the year 2015. The question is, will yesterday's announcement and will future sales of this new iPhone 6, and don't forget 6 Plus, and the pay capability and the watch, will it move the needle higher on those $7.06 per share estimates? Because right now, $6.06 per share, when we grow those earnings by 12%. That's what Apple's expected to grow those earnings under Tim Cook over the next 5 years. They're expected to grow their earnings by 12% per year. That's the analyst consensus estimates, which seem a little lofty to me, but that's the consensus. That means that Apple has earnings potential of $11.07 per share 5 years from now. You see, it's not that hard. You start today at $7.06. You grow by 12%, another 12, and then you're at $11.07 per share, if all goes as according to plans and analyst estimates. I believe a company like Apple in their space probably deserves a multiple somewhere in the 15 to 16 area. I give Apple a 5-year target price of $171. The stock is currently trading at about, 98 or so, meaning it has about 75% upside potential, according to Gunderson. Now, question, will this 706 estimate start moving north? Well, I'll be watching that. I download the new earnings estimates on a daily basis with my app, and if those estimates go to 710 per share, 720 per share, 730 per share, as analysts sharpen their pencils, then the target price will go higher. It's simple math. That's the bottom line. I know there's lots of bells and whistles and fancy wristbands and this and that, but as an investor, what do I care about? I care about the bottom line earnings, and that's what I'm going to keep my eye on. In my opinion, the stock still has good upside potential. That's why I own it for my clients at Gunderson Capital Management. It's almost like it's a stock that you have to own. But I own it because it fits my criteria of value, momentum and a healthy stock chart. And you throw in a 1.9% dividend yield. Once again, when all the hoopla, bells, whistles are set aside, all that matters to investors like me is what will all of these new products mean for Apple's bottom line. And right now, it's too soon to tell. We'll keep our eyes on those estimates for next year of $7.06 per share, and we'll watch to see if they're going higher or lower after the big announcement this week. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're kind of in a funk in the market right now. You know, we're kind of between quarters. The third quarter of 2014 will come to an end in about 3 weeks. Yesterday, we celebrated the 66-month anniversary of the current bull market. During this time, the S&P has gone from 666 to, what, 1998? Somewhere in there, it's been as high as 2007. By my math, that's a triple from that low back in 2009. Yet all along the way, there's been other guys out there, other gals out there telling you not to participate, that it's all fake, it's all money printing by the Fed, it's all funny money, it's all stimulus from Bernanke and now Yellen. Well, you know, tell that to the guy whose 401k has turned into a 1201k over the last 3 years, or after the last, 5 years, okay? He doesn't care how it got there. It got there. He tripled his money. Now, obviously, no tree does grow to the sky. This bear market will end at some point in time. We just don't know when. Some say the market runs in 7-year cycles. Well, we're in the 5.5-year part of that cycle, if that's true. But every cycle is different. You can't set your new Apple Watch by the cycles in the market because they vary each and every time. We just don't know. But we have to watch daily. That's why every Thursday and Friday I go through all of my indicators, which include market valuations, technical patterns of sectors, of asset classes, of indexes around the world, GDP numbers, all kinds of things, and looking at lots of individual stocks, and I come away with a conclusion, whether to stay in the market or to start doing something else, looking for other investments outside of the stock market, because I don't believe that the stock market is always the best place to be. There's times when cash is the best place to be. There's times when the bond market's the best place to be. There's times when gold is the best place to be. There's times when other markets around the world are superior to the U.S. market. And for that reason, I consult my rankings every day of the indexes and of the asset classes, and I come away with a decision. And for the last 66 months, my decision that I've announced in my newsletter on the public record, sent out to thousands of people who receive it, is that the best place to have been over the last 66 months has been in the stock market. That's been pretty good advice. If you followed that advice, you've seen the S&P go from 666 to over 2,000. But at some point in time, this thing is going to be over, and we're going to go in a different direction. And I don't know what will be the best investments at that time. It may be cash. It may be inverse ETFs, which are very easy to invest in. It's very easy to buy an S&P 500 inverse fund, which goes the opposite way. When the market starts to go south, it goes north. So, look, we take it a day at a time. We take it a week at a time. We take it an index at a time. We take it a sector at a time. And we take it a stock at a time. And what we're striving to do is to be in the best places at the best time, in the right places at the right time, and out of the wrong neighborhoods when it's not time to be in those neighborhoods of the market. So every day I try to give you a couple examples of what I think are some of the better places to be in the market. They're not recommendations, they're ideas, they're examples more than anything of what I consider to be some companies and areas of the market that are flourishing in today's economy, which isn't that great. The economy is not that great. This is the most sluggish expansion that we've had since World War II. Now, we're expanding, yes. The market's tripled. I give credit to the Fed for what they've done with all of their stimulus. their PEDs, their performance-enhancing drugs that they've given and applied to the market. And it's kept the market moving. Now that stimulus is gone. This is a different market now. That's why we're consolidating this year in the stock market, in the U.S. market. And while we're consolidating, other bull markets around the world are being born. And I said back in on March 27th of 2009, has a new bull market been born? And at that time, I felt that it had. And I've been bullish ever since. And I still like many areas of the market. One of the leading sectors continues to be the biotech sector. In fact, as we look at the leading sectors in the market right now, it's all I got to do is go to my Best Stocks Now app, click on sectors. Number one sector, the biotech sector. Number two is the healthcare sector, because it's still receiving stimulus from the U.S. government. One of the stocks that I currently like in the biotech sector, and it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts, is Medivation. Medivation is headquartered in the Bay Area, one of the areas of great innovation. I was in the Bay Area about a month ago, driving through the Silicon Valley and looking at all of the technology and inventions and drugs and cures and laboratories and scientists. It really is an amazing, amazing place. And one of the companies there is Medivation. Their thing is prostate cancer. They're developing novel small molecule drugs for the treatment of multiple stages of advanced prostate cancer. This is one of the better biotech stocks out there. It was $4 a share in 2010, and today it's $96 per share, from $4 per share to $96 per share. And it's a company that also makes money, which almost seems like an oxymoron, a biotech that makes money. Well, it's true. They're expected to make $3.42 next year. The stock has been a top performer. In fact, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Over the last 10 years, I'm going to look this up, but this may be the top performing stock over the last 10 years at 57% per year. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 115% per year. Obviously, no guarantee, no indication of future performance. It's all we know is the batting average as it steps up to the plate here. Here's what it's done in the past. Over the last 12 months, up 56%. Of all the stocks that I cover, and it's almost 4,000, it gets a performance grade of A+. And as I said, they're going to make money next year, $3.42. per share. Not a bad valuation, but stocks like this don't come cheap. Out of 3,878 stocks that I follow, Medivation comes in at number 31, and it's a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. A very aggressive stock, not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about Apple and their big announcement this week and all the bells and whistles and the bigger iPhone and the watch and maybe replacing our wallet with our iPhone. That'd be one less thing I have to carry in my pocket every day. This bigger iPhone's going to take up more real estate. I'm going to have to get rid of something. Well, the wallet's pretty thin these days, so maybe that thing can go. Do I trust, however, my iPhone to make payments at restaurants and the gas station and buying airline? I don't know yet. I have to give that some thought. Every time I warm up to that, here comes another data breach at Home Depot or Target. And I'm glad to have my dollar bills in my pockets. Luckily, I don't put up naked pictures of myself on the cloud. You know, I was asked about that yesterday. Would you buy Apple, Bill, with the breaches that they've had? I said, well, number one, why are these celebrities putting naked pictures of themselves up on the cloud? That's not Apple's fault. Number two, why don't they use a little bit stronger password so the people can't hack into their accounts? They're making themselves vulnerable. But I guess you could say, well, Apple should have shut people out after a couple of tries. That wouldn't make me happy because sometimes it takes four or five tries before I type in my password correctly. Oh, it's aggravating trying to remember all the passwords and all the different capital letters and numbers, and this one requires this, and this one requires that. And then after three tries, it says, sorry, dummy. Nope, we don't believe you're the right person. Then you can't even get into your own account. So all of this needs to be addressed. I wrote an article this week, I believe it's on MarketWatch today, about the anti-hacking companies. There's some major players in that space that are trying to prevent people from stealing your identity, from hacking into your accounts, from protecting your information at your company, private information, which you're responsible for keeping private. This is all a big new industry because there's people out there that want your Social Security number. They want your PIN number for your ATM card. They want to be you, and they want to steal what you've worked hard for. You know, I think with 50% unemployment amongst the youth over in Italy and Greece, and who knows what the unemployment rate is in Russia, these kids have nothing better to do than trying to steal my PIN number. Let's get them to work. Let's get them paper routes. Something like we had to do when we were young. I didn't have time to be hacking computers and whatnot. I was always either working in our family business that I grew up in, or I had a paper route, or playing Little League or something. Anyways, let's keep these kids busy and keep them out of trouble. Anyways, we're here looking for the best stocks now. And of course, every week we want to know if it's still safe to be in the stock market. Every time we go through a little dip, we wonder, is this the big one? But then we have to step back and we have to look at the big picture. There's been a lot of threats to this bull market over the last 66 months, haven't there? There's been political showdowns. There's been government shutdowns. There's been wars and rumors of wars. There's been natural disasters. There's been money printing. There's $17 trillion in debt, and yet the market's gone from 666, that biblical number, to 1998. A triple. And every time a threat's come along, whether it was the fiscal cliff or the tax tsunami, I stepped back and I looked at the facts. I looked at the numbers. I turned down the TV. I didn't listen to the bears, the perma-bears out there telling me that I shouldn't be in this market. I looked at the facts. I kept it simple. And every time a threat came along to this bull market, I said, you know what? The stock market is still the best place to be. I'm worried about interest rates going higher down the road. I'm worried about the bond market. The bond market's had a 20-year bull, a 30-year bull. Remember when interest rates under Jimmy Carter were, what, 18, 19%? They got as low as 1.25% within the last 2 years. From 18 down to 1.25, that's what you call a bull market in bonds. But in my opinion, that bull market in bonds is over. I think there's better places to be. That's why I don't really believe in asset allocation. I believe there's times when I don't want to have any exposure to the bond market, and I believe there's times when I don't want to have any exposure to the stock market. But I do want to be in the best asset classes at any point in time. I don't want to just spread my money all over and hope that a few asset classes win, to offset the losers. I just don't like that style of investing. Everybody does it a different way in this business. And I believe in being in the areas of the market that are flourishing at any given point in time. And I've got to admit, here in 2014, there's really not a lot that is flourishing. Small cap stocks, which were up 40% last year, are flat this year. They're probably even slightly negative right now. The Dow, which was up 27% last year, is up 2% this year. That's a big difference. Our market, U.S. markets, are consolidating this year. The performance-enhancing drugs are gone. Just like Ryan Braun's home run numbers were 41 2 years ago, now they're like 19 or 20. The Milwaukee Brewers are starting to struggle as the St. Louis Cardinals are beginning to pull away. I'll bet they wish those performance-enhancing drugs were still in the system of some of their sluggers, at least one that was caught. And it's had an impact on the market this year, not having those performance-enhancing drugs. But I keep reminding you that other areas around the world, think emerging markets, are now outperforming the U.S. market. They're the ones that have trailed big time over the last 5 years, our U.S. market. They have the most upside potential. And I continue to move money overseas away from some of the areas of the market that I've exploited here over the last several years in the U.S. But there still are places in the U.S. market that I like. It's not over for the U.S. market. It's just sideways. It's consolidating right now. And we don't know. We have to be patient during a time like this. Over the last 5.5 years, how many times did the market stall out and you wondered if it was time to get out? And yet it's gone on and gone on and gone on, and it's tripled. And if you buckled at the knees every single time the market zigged and you zagged, it cost you a lot of money over the last 5.5 years. But at the same time, we need to be vigilant. I don't make any promises or guarantees, but I do know at some point in time, the bear's going to wake up from a 5.5 year hibernation. The last time he woke up, he took 53% out of people's hides. That's why I don't believe it's good to be fully invested at all times. I am a market timer, and I've timed the market. 3 weeks after the low in the market, I said a new bull market has been born, and I've been in it ever since. But I don't plan on being in it forever. Some of the areas I still like, well, the NASDAQ is still plowing ahead. The NASDAQ's up 8% this year. And one of the stocks that I continue to own and may be a beneficiary here of Apple's big news this week is a company by the name of Skyworks. They don't make fireworks for the 4th of July. They're not in the Silicon Valley. In fact, they're in Woburn, Massachusetts, where the Boston Red Sox aren't doing very well this year. But Skyworks Solution has plenty of fireworks going on at their little company. That's now a $10.4 billion company. They manufacture analog and mixed signal ICs, amplifiers, attenuators, detectors, diodes, couplers, mixers, and don't forget demodulators. All that important stuff that sounds like it goes somewhere in a smartphone to make your phone smarter. I think sometimes my phone's smarter than me. But this has been one of the top performing stocks in the market over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years. I like momentum. It gets a momentum grade of A. It gets a performance grade of A. This is top of the class type performance, but I also don't like to pay up for stocks. I like value too, and right now I'm paying 14.2 times earnings, forward earnings, which I consider to be reasonable. In fact, I consider that to be somewhat of a bargain, especially when I compare it to a company that's expected to grow by 18.1% over the next 5 years. That means the stock is still trading at a discount to its growth rate. Yes. Yes, Virginia, there are still stocks that are trading at a discount to their growth rate, despite a market that's tripled over the last 5.5 years, and Skyworks is one of them, and I own it. In my aggressive growth accounts, it comes in at number 15 on the hit parade out of 3,878. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back. But I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail. But I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place. And I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about Apple so far and what the bottom line is there. I mean, that's what matters to investors. I'm a mathematician. I come at it from a numbers point of view. And when you set aside the fancy new watch and when you set aside the bigger phone and the ability to now make payments using your iPhone, what will that mean to the bottom line of Apple? Right now, Apple again is expected to make $7.06 per share next year. They're expected to grow those earnings by 12% per year over the next 5 years. If they can do that, they'll be making somewhere in the neighborhood of $11.07 5 years from now. I think the stock deserves a multiple somewhere in the 15 to 16 range. That gives me a 5-year target price of $171.50. The stock is currently trading at $98 per share. I believe that Apple still has plenty of upside potential, and you throw in a dividend yield of 1.9%, and it's just one of those stocks that you've got to own right now. It's still an innovator. It's still a stock that's fairly inexpensive. It's not cheap, but it's not expensive either. And we'll have to see whether that $7.06, which is the current estimate for next year, is it going to go higher or lower after yesterday's announcement? Well, I got to believe that it's probably going to move higher. So I'll keep you posted on that. And, of course, you can look it up on the app every single day, whether or not I currently rank Apple as a buy or a sell. Let's just take a look and see where Apple is currently ranked overall. I know it's not one of the top-ranked stocks. It has stalled out here for the last couple of weeks in advance of the big announcement. But overall, it's still in my top 200. It's ranked number 181 out of 3,878. So that's good enough for me to continue to own it in my large-cap conservative accounts. And I own it in my income portfolio because it pays a dividend yield of 1.9%. Now, what worries me about the market right now? I'm always worried about the market. Look, 66 months I've had my fingers crossed that this bull market would continue, and it has, and I've stayed invested in it. But there's always something to worry about. If it's not Putin rattling his sabers against the Ukraine and now even sending guys to Estonia, the next country over, which is a member of NATO, well, that's something to always worry about. And if it's not ISIL, which we'll find out what our plan is with them here soon. I hope it includes extermination, like one of these big tents you put over the house to get rid of all the cockroaches or the termites. That's what we need to do with ISIL. Or if it's something, the Fed raising interest rates, there's always something to worry about. But one of the news items that I saw here today continues to make me nervous about our economy. The housing market is not participating in the expansion anymore. You know, the housing market got hot. It got so low, and here came all the hedge funds in, buying up single-family homes and apartments and rental units, etc., put a bottom into the real estate market, and it's been coming up ever since, but it's starting to stall out. Ask any mortgage broker, anybody in the mortgage business, or any real estate agent, and they'll tell you that it's not very good right now. In fact, mortgage applications hit a 14-year low this week. That's one of the things that worries me about the stock market. I was on Bloomberg Radio with Pim Fox a couple weeks ago talking about how I don't believe that the consumer is in that good of shape as what we're told with the consumer confidence numbers that are put out by the Conference Board or the University of Michigan or whatever. It's one thing to call up people on the phone and say, how confident are you about the economy? And it's another thing to listen to a CEO of Macy's or of Coach or of Target or of Walmart or of McDonald's or of Darden restaurants and what they're saying about the consumer right now. I tend to believe the guys that are seeing the numbers come in from their restaurants, from their mall outlets, from their stores in retail centers across America, strip malls, etc. I tend to believe them a little bit more than these sentiment surveys and these consumer confidence numbers. And I don't see, personally, the consumer confidence that I'm being told is out there right now. I think the consumer's a little bit nervous, especially after what we've been through in the financial crisis and the crushing of our home values and our 401k values. I think the consumer's got a little bit stickier hand on his wallet these days, not spending as freely as he once was. I know people aren't going out there and charging up their credit cards anymore. If you are, you're crazy for doing that. So those are the two biggest things right now that worry me. Yes, I worry about the Fed raising interest rates. I worry about the Fed taking away the punch bowl. The consumer is a big chunk of our economy. And without a free spending consumer, at least a robust consumer, our economy could be in trouble. But for now, as I stated last week in my newsletter, the bull market is still intact. It was born on March 9th of 2009. I called it 3 weeks later in my newsletter, and I've been bullish ever since. But I have my eyes in my rear view, not in my Google glasses. They don't look good on me. I have my eyes in my rear view mirror because things in that mirror may be closer than they appear. And we don't want that bull or that bear to take 53% out of our hides again. But at the same time, if this market goes up another 1,000 points, we don't want to miss out on it. How do we deal with it on a daily basis? You know what? The market is made up of a lot of small decisions. It's not this big drama decision to run to the phone and sell everything. You have to look at every single thing that you own. That's what I do on a daily basis and make lots of small decisions. And if I see something that I don't like, that's giving me heartburn, that's changing direction, the story's falling apart, earnings are dropping, expectations are dropping, if the story has changed, then you know what? I make one decision at a time. I say we're going to move on from that one. And we just see how things go going forward. But we take it a day at a time, a stock at a time. You have to break down a lot of little decisions that'll make it a lot easier to handle the market on a daily basis. And you can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com, or you can have me manage your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.